Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, June 22nd, 2020. I'm Rich Strappolino. Bloomberg reports that, according to sources, Apple sent emails to iOS developers in China advising that games on the platform will need a license to continue operating as of July. Previously, games were published in China on iOS while awaiting official authorization from Chinese regulators. China requires all paid games and ones with in-app purchases to receive a license prior to publication, with Android app stores enforcing such rules since 2016. Analysts at App in China estimate that at least a third of the roughly 60,000 games on China's iOS app store are unlicensed. Apple approved a new version of the email app Hey. In order to comply with Apple's requirements, Hey will offer users a free temporary Hey email account with a randomized address when opening the app, as well as working with enterprise accounts. The email will expire after 14 days. The app still does not use Apple's in-app payment system, with subscriptions only available through Hey's website. A new note from Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo predicts that the company will introduce AirPods 3 in the first half of 2021 with a design similar to the current AirPods Pro. Kuo reiterated a previous prediction that Apple will stop shipping wired headphones in-box starting with the upcoming iPhone 12. Apple has been gradually reopening retail locations from their original COVID-19 retail shutdowns, opening 154 of 271 U.S. stores. But Apple plans to close 11 stores in Florida, Arizona, North Carolina, and South Carolina out of an abundance of caution. Japan is readying its COVID-19 contact tracing app called COCO, or COVID-19 Contact Confirming Application. Japan commissioned a team of Microsoft developers to create the app based on Apple and Google's API. Tokyo-based company Code for Japan originally led the project, but because Apple and Google only allow software to be managed by public health agencies, the project was transferred to the Ministry of Health, Labor, and Welfare while a new developer was found. Last week, the social network Nextdoor announced it discontinued its Forward to Police feature, which allowed users to forward their own posts to local law enforcement that had accounts on the platform. Nextdoor notified law enforcement on June 15th and disabled the feature on June 17th. In emails to law enforcement, Nextdoor's global public agency lead Joseph Porcelli cited low usage and engagement metrics by both the police department partners and users on Nextdoor for the cancellation. Nextdoor still allows users to send direct messages to law enforcement officials on the platform. The research firm eMarketer estimates that Google's U.S. ad revenue will decline this year for the first time since the firm began modeling ad revenue in 2008. Chief analyst Nicole Pirin said that this is due to the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on the travel industry, which represents about 11% of search revenue in 2019. Overall, eMarketer predicts U.S. revenue will decline 4% for Google, while the overall online ad market will shrink about 7%. Google's previous slowest year of ad growth was during the 2008-2009 financial crisis, with about 8% growth. eMarketer estimates that Facebook's ad revenue will still grow 5% in the year. Mozilla introduced its VPN service, Firefox Private Network, last year, then expanded it to Android devices, offering a free VPN app. Friday, Mozilla announced its now named Mozilla VPN app will be open for beta testing on Windows, iOS, and Android nationwide in the US and launching publicly in a few weeks. The browser version will also transition to a subscription-based plan for $2.99 a month. Spotify announced it's testing a new podcast feature called In-App Offers that will keep an embedded advertiser link on their episode pages, which will automatically load an applicable promo code when clicked. The feature is being tested with the brand Harry's in the US on the podcast Last Podcast on the Left, and with HelloFresh in Germany on the podcast Herengedeck. The embed will only appear on the episode page when the campaign is active. Google has been working on a nearby sharing feature to let Android users share links, photos, and other media with other Android devices, similar to Apple's AirDrop. 9to5 Google now notes that Canary builds of Chrome OS feature nearby sharing in settings, although this must be toggled on through the Flags page currently and doesn't appear to be functional. According to the feature description on the Flags page, the feature will also be available through the Chrome browser on Mac, Windows, and Linux. BMW and Mercedes-Benz announced that they will no longer be collaborating to develop next-generation autonomous driving technology after announcing a partnership in July 2019. The companies cited the expense of developing a shared technology platform for the breakup. The two companies will concentrate on their existing development paths, but said the split was amicable and could see cooperation resume at a later date. And finally, the CERN Council unanimously approved plans to build a successor to the Large Hadron Collider. The new collider will be built in two stages in a 100-kilometer tunnel near Geneva, Switzerland, at an estimated cost of 21 billion euros. The first stage would be an electron-positron collider designed to maximize the production of Higgs bosons to study. This would be dismantled and replaced later in the century by Stage 2, a proton-proton smasher with collision energies of 100 tera-electron volts, about six times more powerful than the current LHC, with the goal of looking for more particles. Construction on Stage 1 is estimated to begin in 2038. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.